When the Jaguars take the field against the Dolphins on Sunday afternoon, they get a team playing its best football. When right tackle Austin Pasdar lines up with the offense, he'll face one of the game's best pass rushers, Cameron Wake, whose combination of speed and pass rush moves kept the big guy thinking all week long. Not that Pasdar is nervous, he's not. But when you know you're going to see a guy who could make you look silly, well, it can create anxiety within.
I try and calm myself down because I find that whether I get high or low, I don't play as well as I can. So I find that if I just keep my cool, Gus calls it staying in the zone, then I feel like I play my best.
Austin is like a lot of the guys in Gus Bradley's locker room. Calm, thoughtful, and always working to get better. That's how he built himself from a practice squad guard in 2012 to the starting right tackle in 2013. Dave Caldwell's move to trade Eugene Monroe last season created a seismic shift along the offensive line.
You have to be ready to play because it's like that. It's just one play away, and next thing you know, you're the starting guy, and you have to perform well.
2014 hasn't been as smooth a transition as the move to the starting lineup. Off-season shoulder surgery kept him on the sidelines for most of the spring and summer workouts. Then a broken hand in August kept him watching until October.
It's really hard to stand and watch a practice that you're not in, and you're seeing your teammates, the O-line, those guys are working so hard, and you're just kind of just hanging out, and you just want to get back and play.
Time has healed Austin, and a win over the Browns has had a similar effect on the Jags, who finally got to taste victory after that rugged 0-6 start to their season. Pasdar admitted that winning felt nice, but he didn't want to put too much stock in just one game.
It was just a matter of putting it all together, putting a complete game together from the offense, the defense, and special teams.
We'll find out on Sunday if they can do it again. For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.